Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You know, you want to know why they're going to win this thing? I was thinking about this. And by the way, Steve Kerr joined us at 9:45 at night last night. Very, very end of the show. We actually went later than we've ever gone before because we were enjoying talking to Steve, and then he couldn't hear us and we had to reconnect with him, and all of these things were happening. If you got to hear it, great. If you didn't, we'll have it again for you today in exactly an hour, okay? In full, because there's a lot of what we think are interesting and important things in there, because Steve, as always, he's just brilliant at this. I think he's very, very, he's very forthcoming. If you've got Kuminga questions, I really suggest you listen to this conversation. Because we went a few rounds with him on it, and he, you know, I think he explained it in a way to where I walked out of there and I went, I don't really think you can argue this anymore. But I know not everyone's going to agree with me on this, but I thought Steve was that clear with why they're doing what they're doing. Just that as an example. But there was one moment where I said, look, I know you're the coach of the Warriors. So you're not going to come out here and be like, yeah, we think we're better than the Rockets. I get it. The coach is only allowed to say nice things about the other team and how incredible they are.
And that's what you actually preemptively said before your question.
I said, but can we talk a little bit about the dynamic of this matchup that most people seem to think is the one that plays? You have a bunch of players who've done this a bunch of times. And they don't. They've got a bunch of 22-year-olds who will play their very, very first playoff game on Sunday night. And what I brought up to him was your brains. Like, you have to give me that there is an advantage for you with the brains that you guys collectively have, specifically in this matchup. And I thought his answer was really good, and I started thinking about it a little bit more, and I started thinking about, I think that's actually why I like the Warriors in these playoffs so much. And we'll play for you what he said here in just a second. But I started thinking about all the things we break down when there's a big playoff matchup in any sport. And we do it. We do it in X's and O's, and we do it in matchups. The Rockets can rebound, and the Warriors can't. And Steph can shoot, and the Rockets can't. And we do all of these physical matchup things. I think the mental side is what usually wins. Usually wins. Sure, Patrick Mahomes is great, but you know what else really helps? They've figured out how their right tackle can cheat. he gets to start blocking the defense before the ball snapped, right? And all the things we've talked about with the officials, the Chiefs. How about the Philadelphia Eagles and the tush push? I don't think that's a physical advantage. I think they've figured something out in terms of smarts. And even if I went to the Los Angeles Dodgers last year, they overwhelm you with talent, but how'd they get all their talent? How'd they get it all? They got all their talent because they figured out a way to work the system that nobody else in baseball is doing, which is they figured out how to pay all of their salaries 50 years from now. I think the Warriors have a massive edge on the majority of the NBA because of their brains, if not the physical side of their roster.
But it depends on who you face. And if you face the Lakers in the next round, they probably have, in their mind, the same amount of brains that the Warriors do. J.J. Redick is not as good as Steve Kerr. I get that. But depends on who you face off with. And in this matchup against the Rockets, one of the youngest teams in the association, you should have that edge. And will that edge really matter? Well, you would expect that it probably could and should. And if you look at all the teams that have won as a 7 or an 8 seed in the best of 7 era, all these teams won one or actually only one of the first 2 games on the road. And 3 of them lost game 1, and then they won game 2. And 3 of them won game 1, and then they lost game 2. So if you're the Warriors, you're looking at this as a 96-minute game. You're not looking at it as, we got to get game 1. You're thinking, we just need to split. If you split in Houston, well, you're in a great spot historically to pull off the upset.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's maybe the answer to why, like, that little algorithm or word problem that we threw out on the crossover, why are the Warriors favored so heavily to win the series, yet the game one winner usually wins the series, and the Rockets are favored to win game one? I think it's because the world, or at least Vegas, thinks the Warriors are more likely to be able to adjust to the Rockets than the Rockets are going to be to adjust the other way around. Like, wouldn't you argue that game one is bigger for the Rockets than it is for the Warriors?
Absolutely.
I would.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
No
and
doubt.
So I think that's why. And I think that's a nod to the Warriors' experience and brain power.
Right. And I think it's a nod to the reality of what you're facing if you are the Rockets, because if the home team loses game one, well, now game two becomes somewhat of a must win. And if you look at the history of the NBA playoffs, teams that are down 0-2, they win 7% of the time. And if you're Houston and you're thinking about home court advantage, well, home court doesn't matter until game 7, really. And if you're down 0-2, game 7 is not going to happen. So if you're Houston and you know that Golden State's got the experience, then you need to win both, realistically, if you're Houston. So I don't think, if you're at home for games 1 and 2, and if you're Houston, you're not thinking like, okay, a split. All we need is a split.
No, you have to have them both.
Which means game 1 is a must win.
Yeah. Yeah, well, of course, as is game 2.
But if you're the Warriors, you're thinking, all we need to do is win one of these two.
Didn't the Warriors lose the first 2 against Sacramento 2 years ago? Weren't they down 0-2? Yeah, and they won the series. So, like, I even if the Warriors lose the first 2, which I don't think they will, I would argue that they're still in it. But I'm with you. If the Warriors split, they're in great shape, and good God, if they win both games 1 and 2, night, forget about it. Whole thing is totally over.
Yep.
I don't suggest that the Warriors lose the first 2 and try to come back, but I think they can because, as we always say, especially with young teams, like, each win as a series builds is harder to get, and the fourth one is the hardest to get.
Yep.
And so I have a very hard time believing that Houston's just going to run roughshod right through the Warriors. This is going to be a long-ish series if Houston is to win it, which means they're going to have to do it with the gravity of eliminating champions in a game 6 or a game 7 situation. Just my opinion, I don't think they're ready to do it. So for me, that's the matchup that is the key one when we look at this series. We'd love to hear what yours is. What's the matchup that to you is the one you're thinking about the most as we enter this weekend? 888-957-9570. It can be individuals. It can be team-wide. For me, it's the Warriors' brains against the brains of the Houston Rockets. If you've ever been a parent of a teenager, you do this. When they make their decisions, you're like, just remember, their brains are not fully formed yet. And that's who the Rockets are. And it's not a slight. There are wonderful teenagers out there, but their brains aren't fully formed yet. Houston Rockets, your brains are not fully formed yet. You're phenomenal at what you do. You won 52 games. I'm impressed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
But your brains are not fully formed, and you're, in my opinion, you're going to need them. Here's what Steve Kerr said when we threw this idea at him.
I just think the brain power, the experience, the corporate knowledge, whatever you want to call it, of Steph, Dre, Loon, Jimmy obviously has been deep in the playoffs, two finals trips, carrying his team, his Miami team's there. I feel like we have everything we need to go and win this first round series. We have the talent, we have the experience, but we know how good Houston is. They just came to our place last week and beat us, and so we've got a lot of respect for them, and we know we're gonna have to play well to win.
So that last sentence was the obligatory "I'm the head coach of the Warriors" part. He said all the things he said, and then he went, "And we know Houston's very good, and they came back here to Chase Center and beat us just a couple of weeks." Yeah, that's where the coach speak stuff comes in, and you have to do that because you don't want to end up on a bulletin board. But the rest of what he said is what's on my mind. The Warriors even called it, what did he call it? Corporate know-how or something like that, like corporate knowledge. Yeah. Yeah. I think the Warriors can outthink the Rockets.
Yeah, and that can matter. And ultimately, it comes down to basketball. And I do think that as you get deeper into the series, then the Rockets' know-how, it grows. And I'm looking at their roster and the amount of playoff games that they've all played, and the biggest players on their team, Jalen Green, 0, Amen Thompson, 0, Şengün, 0, Jabari Smith, 0, and I'm adding up all of the playoff games of everybody on the roster, and I haven't gotten to Jeff Green yet, and I guess I'll throw him in there because he is a Rocket.
He's got a uniform. Yeah.
Steven Adams and Dylan Brooks and Fred VanVleet, these are guys who have actually played playoff games, but the most important Rockets are guys who are making their playoff.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.